Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today's podcast is Guess the Famous Person. So I'm going to be giving you three famous people, but I won't be revealing their name until the end of the podcast. So I'm going to give you some information, some clues about three people, and you have to try and guess who I am referring to. Now, the important thing to remember is it doesn't actually matter if you know who the person is or not. The most important thing is that you can understand and follow the clues that I'm giving you about the famous people. So let's start with the first person. So, I was born on the 8th of January, 1947, in Brixton, which is in South London. I am considered to be one of the most influential musicians of the 21st century. I started my career in music in 1963, and I released my first album in 1967. It was my second album, though, which included my first top five single. During my life, my record sold over 100 million copies worldwide. I released 27 studio albums, of which 9 reached number 1 in the United Kingdom. In 2003, I turned down a knighthood and I said, I would never have any intention of accepting anything like that. I seriously don't know what it's for. It's not what I spent my life working for. I died in 2016 at the age of 69. Who am I? Okay, so that's the first person. And if you're not sure what I mean by a knighthood, this is what the Queen awards to people who have achieved many great things in their life. They therefore become a Sir if they are a man. For example, Sir Ian McKellen, the actor, or Sir Andy Murray, the tennis player. Both of these have received a knighthood. And for women, they become a Dame. For example, Dame Judi Dench. And also I used the phrasal verb turn down. I said, I turned down a knighthood. And that means I rejected the knighthood. Okay, on to the second person. And before I start, I just want to tell you about a word that I will be using in this. And the word is leap, L-E-A-P. And the word leap means a very big jump, a leap. And it can be a noun and a verb. A leap and to leap both exist. Okay, so here are the clues about person number two. I was born on August the 5th, 1930, in Ohio, in the United States. I studied aeronautical engineering at university. I became an officer in the US Navy and then a naval aviator, and I participated in the Korean War. I started working for NASA in 1962 and made my first space flight in March 1966. On July the 20th, 1969, I became the first man to walk on the moon, and I famously said the words, that's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. I died in 2012, aged 82. So who am I? Well, if you know about space and astronauts, then I'm sure you'll have no doubt who this person is. and the third person. I was born in Skopje on the 26th of August 1910. At the time, Skopje was part of the Ottoman Empire. Now it is the capital of North Macedonia. I was a Roman Catholic nun and missionary. After growing up in Skopje, I moved to Ireland and then India, where I spent most of my life. In 1950, I founded the Missionaries of Charity, a Roman Catholic religious congregation that had over 4,500 nuns and was active in 133 countries in the year 2012. It manages homes for people who are dying of HIV, AIDS, leprosy, and tuberculosis. I was awarded the 1979 Nobel Peace Prize. I died in 1997, aged 87. Who am I? And if you're not sure what I meant by the word nun, N-U-N, this is a member of a religious community, specifically of women, and they usually live under the vow of poverty, chastity, and obedience, a nun. Okay, so how did you do? Did you get all three, I wonder? So the first person I was talking about was one of my favorite musicians, an incredibly talented and interesting artist and person as well. It was David Bowie. David Bowie. Many people argue about the pronunciation of his surname. And in fact, he himself said, I don't really know the best way to pronounce it. It's not his real name. His real name is David Jones. But he had the stage name David Bowie. But some people say David Bowie. Some people say David Bowie. It's really your decision which one you choose. The second person. Well, the first man on the moon. It was, of course, Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. And the third person, a Nobel Peace Prize winning Roman Catholic nun, it was, of course, Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa. So well done if you got any or all of those correct. But the most important thing is that you could follow and understand what I was saying. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it useful. I'll be doing more of these guests, the famous person, guess the city, guess the landmark in the future. So listen out for those. Remember, if you have any ideas for future podcasts or if you're interested in taking classes with me online, you can find all my details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day and I'll see you next time for another podcast.